Little Stories. The North Dakota Council on the Arts reports on arts groups that pivot in the face of disruption. To do this reporting, the North Dakota Council on the Arts engaged what you might call arts investigators. One of them was a member of the faculty at the University of Mary and an artist in her own right, Nita Ritzke. And doing this work brought on some thoughts of her own. Here she is.
I have often heard the arts defined by what they are not. They are not essential, nor lucrative. One may survive their entire life without hearing a Shakespeare sonnet or a Muddy Waters riff. But then we were confined to our homes, away from established routines, and distant from in-person community. To make peace with daily uncertainty, we made art. We wrote, composed, designed, and invented. We performed and filmed and edited. We drew on sidewalks, cut shapes out of colored paper, built forts, and painted on windows. We told stories and listened to those of others. We sewed. We sang and danced and clapped and cheered. No, it was not lucrative. Most of it is public domain. The value? Incalculable. One of my creative writing teachers had a quote taped above his desk. Remember, no one ever asked you to be a writer. It was his way of reinforcing the fact that to make a living by creating art, you gotta want it. The art produced in the last few months met a need. No one was asked to encourage. No one was asked to show vulnerability, to empathize, nor to produce one tiny moment of beauty. When so many things were beyond our control, not only was art wanted, it was essential.
Nita Ritzke, who teaches at the University of Mary in Bismarck. Her commentary is from a project called Little Stories of the North Dakota Council on the Arts. You can find more about it and many other things at arts.nd.gov. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the state legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Bill Thomas.